Marie Antoinette, The Journey by Antonia Fraser. Copyright 2001 by Antonia Fraser. This full-length reading was published by arrangement with Curtis Brown Limited, New York, New York, and was produced in 2001 by Books on Tape Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. This book has 458 pages and is divided into 6 parts. It is read by Donaida Peters. Author's note. Et in Arcadia ego. Even in Arcadia, death is lurking. Madame de Stael, thinking of the brilliance and gaiety of Marie Antoinette's early life in contrast to her later sufferings, was reminded of Poussin's great picture on the theme of the omnipresence of death, the revelling shepherds in the forest glade, brought up short by the sight of a tomb with this menacing inscription. Yet hindsight can make bad history. In writing this biography, I've tried not to allow the sombre tomb to make its presence felt too early. The elegiac should have its place, as well as the tragic, flowers and music, as well as revolution and counter-revolution. Above all, I have attempted, at least so far as is humanly possible, to tell Marie Antoinette's dramatic story without anticipating its terrible ending. My concern, as the subtitle of the book indicates, has been to trace the twofold journey of the Austrian-born French queen. On the one hand, this was an important political journey from her homeland to act as an ambassadress or agent in a predominantly hostile country where she was nicknamed in advance l'Autrichienne. On the other hand, there was her journey of personal development from the inadequate 14-year-old bride to a very different mature woman 20-odd years later. In the course of tracing this journey...